Welcome to another Community Connection. I'm Steve Bolt in studio here at KDAR with a delightful lady. You're going to enjoy meeting Laura Monica. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Steve.
Laura is a certified personal trainer, and she's done that for 30 years. She's trained through the American College of Sports Medicine and a lot of other training that she's had, and she has a unique program. And it's not just a weight loss program. It's a program that will touch many areas of your life. She came to us through Texas, and she had all kinds of great work going on there. And now she's working out of Calvary Chapel Nexus right here in our area in Camarillo. I'd like to hear your testimony about how you got involved and how God called you into this kind of work and ministry, because it really is a ministry, Laura.
Yes, Holy Fit is a ministry, and you would think that God would call us based on our strengths, but actually he called me based on my weakness.
Wow.
I was a fitness instructor, you know, for 30 years, but I became chronically ill and then clinically depressed, and I stopped teaching fitness classes. I had rheumatoid arthritis, I had asthma, and a lot of other immune problems.
Yes.
And I prayed. And I went to a Southern Baptist church at the time, and they did not have really any formal healing services.
Right.
But I was sitting in church, and I read the scripture that said, if any of you are sick, call the elders, have them lay hands on you, and the prayer offered in faith will heal the sick.
Just read the Bible.
And I said, it says it right there.
Yes.
So yes. I prayed right then, and the next Sunday, in this 9,000, you know, person church, this huge church, God heard little old me.
Yes.
And the pastor from the pulpit said, and I'm going to use his accent,
okay,
he said, you know, we don't usually do this, but I feel called of the Holy Spirit to have a healing service on Sunday.
Good, good.
And I came, and he prayed for me, and I just felt the presence of the Lord like
Amen.
A warm blanket.
Amen.
And it was comforting enough at the time to where I didn't care if I was healed or not. It was such a wonderful experience with the Lord. But I did get healed. I got healed to a point where I could teach exercise classes again. The rest of the healing, though, came as a learning process between me and the Lord to learn how to have a healthy life through changing my mentality from a hard body, hard exercise approach to a soft exercise that's more efficient, that could last me for my whole life.
Wow.
And that's Holy Fit.
Wow. That is a great testimony. And in that God has touched your life, he didn't just throw away all the experience and education and structure of your life after you were healed. He allowed you to put that multitude of gifts into practice for what you have developed, which is a unique program. Now, give our people just an overview of how Holy Fit offers wellness to people. You kind of touched on it, but develop that a little bit more. Unpack it for us.
Well, I found out through being sick that the best thing you can do is join with people who are supportive of you, who are compassionate, who are your friend, and help you to seek what's best for you under the direction of biblical counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out that the church where Jesus is, that's the place to go for healing and wellness, because there are nice people there who care about you, and they know the truth, and they can share that with you. And I found that Jesus gives the real peace that lasts through anything you're going through, whether it's sickness, whether you get healed or not, you get that peace. And often when we pursue wellness from the inside out, from the spirit first, it's funny how it comes out to the outside. It's like you pursue Jesus, and then all these other things take care of themselves.
You know, illness and depression kind of go together, because when you don't feel well over an extended period of time, depression can happen. Well, depression's not from God. It happens because that we kind of live in a fallen world. But the remarkable thing when God touches someone and heals them and changes them, we call it transformation. It's not rehabilitation, it's transformation. Well, you were transformed as a Christian, but you were also transformed when God touched you and healed you and gave you a whole new life. Now, if you're kind of liking what we're talking about, I want to give you Laura's cell number. Is that
yes.
all right if I give him your
yes,
cell number?
Please.
Okay. Laura's cell number. Now, this is a Texas number because
yes.
she come here from Texas. I know that's bad English, but I'm getting your attention now. Laura's cell number is 281-703-3138. Now, jot that down. I'm going to give it to you two or three times throughout the program. Laura's cell is 281-703-3138. Now, you're going to have to be careful when you write down the website. Here it is, www.holy, but it's not holy like holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. It's holy in the sense that you are being made whole. Write this down, W-H-O-L-Y, holy, fit, F-I-T, all one word, www.holy, W-H-O-L-Y, fit, F-I-T.com. So there's lots of information there. You can probably should go there first and then give Laura a call. You're having meetings regularly at Calvary Chapel Nexus. Now talk about that and how people can come. They don't need to be a member. They can just be anybody in the area and come, correct?
That's right. Where, you know, people need a place to go where they can find stress management, where they can find wellness, healing, and friends. And church is the perfect place for that. And so we offer this class as an outreach to the community. It's a service. Mm-hmm. We just want to be of service to people and help them with needs that are real. You know, everybody has stress. Even Christians have stress. None of us are immune to stress. Mm-hmm. So we want to reach out to people and say, hey, come and do life with us and let us come alongside you, be a friend to you. We'll tell you what the Bible says and that Jesus offers real peace.
In some of your material, I read it's exercise for the spirit, mind, and body, not just for the body. Now I go to a health club up here, which will remain unnamed, but it's a great big one up here in Ventura. And a lot of older people like myself go in the morning, and we exercise, but I don't exercise like I did when I was a teenager. I use a little sense, not a lot of sense, but a little sense. It's not how much weight you can lift, but you need to do a number of reps with it and feel better. You should not be aching and sore for 2 weeks after you exercise. Talk about the people who want to get all that exercise done one day a week and they hurt themselves. They have to be careful, don't they? Talk about that.
Yes, God has created our bodies so amazingly wonderful, mm-hmm. and we can put a gradual overload on them, mm-hmm. and they will actually respond. But mm-hmm. too much will cause you to go backwards in your fitness. Mm-hmm. So Holy Fit is made for everybody. In other words, anyone can come. We modify the postures to fit them, and we even offer chair alternatives.
Okay.
But anyone from the very, very beginning exerciser to the elitely trained fitness person or athlete or ballet dancer mm-hmm. will find that this system is very efficient for them. And we train in a group all mm-hmm. together. We don't mm-hmm. divide it up into beginning, intermediate, or advanced. We don't believe in that. We believe in training all together and working each person at their own pace, and it's a very self-paced, very multi-level mm. environment that anybody would love.
Let me ask you this. We have a number of listeners who are older and mature. What about those over 50 who've not really exercised a lot, but they know they need to? Their cholesterol is rising, their triglycerides are going up, they're on the edge of diabetes, they know they need to do something. Can you help them?
Yes, absolutely. I've talked to a couple people who may not be able to stand up for the whole workout, mm-hmm. so they will mm-hmm. sit down. And we have 5 teachers at the front of the class, and each one helps people individually. We'll have chair modifications. And even if they are just doing the upper body part of the workout, they will still be memorizing scripture while they exercise, which
wow,
is healing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
They'll be meditating on the Word of God. They'll be in a friendly environment where they can get prayer afterwards. And they will just be in a social environment, too, that's very uplifting. And I feel like that part of it is so healing for anybody.
You used a word that used to be a bad word in Christian circles called meditation, because it
yes.
used to have a certain connotation. But I think if they will simply read Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but that thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all things that are written therein. Now here's God's great promise. He's promised to bless us. Then you shall be prosperous and have good success. So we are to meditate, but we're to meditate not on the movie you just saw on television last night with shoot 'em ups and explosions and or the girly flick that the ladies have watched. And, oh, my, I wish my husband was like. No, meditate on Jesus. Meditate on the power of the Holy Spirit. Meditate on the truth of the Word of God. That really works, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, King David taught us about meditation way back in the Old Testament, the Psalms. And the Bible has taught meditation on God and on His works and on His deeds and on His wonder, you know, way, way back. And what's happened is some systems may hijack our Christian meditation and use it for other purposes. But we're just going back to the basics, back to the Bible, where it says to meditate on His law day and night and make it a part of every cell of our body, every neuron.
Great stuff. I'm Steve Bolt. This is Community Connection here on KDAR. I'm speaking with Laura Monica. Laura Monica is a certified personal trainer. She's been doing it for 30 years. God touched her and healed her when she had a number of physical issues and then gave her a new vision for using the gifts and talents that God has given her. It started in Texas. It spread around that state. Now Laura's here with us in Southern California. She's ministering out of Calvary Chapel Nexus. And I'm going to give you a website and a phone number. Get your pen out of the junk drawer in the kitchen and write it down. Get your pen right now. Come on. You didn't get it yet. I'll give it to you at the end of the program so you can repent later. www.holyfit.com. Now, here's the way you spell Holy Fit. W-H-O-L-Y Fit. W-H-O-L-Y-F-I-T.com. You want to be whole? You want to be healed? Philippians 4 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You need to meditate a little bit more on God's Word and what God has said, not what the devil's saying to you or what the society is saying to you. Now you got your pen, you can write this down. www.holyfit.com. And Laura Sell, and she'll be happy to take your call. And if she's on the phone, she has a message service that she'll call you back. So be sure you leave your name and your phone number, and Laura will call you back. Area code 281-703-3138. And if you find your way to Calvary Chapel Nexus in Camarillo, a lot of folks are finding their way there. You don't have to be a part of that church to participate in this program. Duh! You may be a Presbyterian, you may be a Catholic, you may be a Baptist, you may be a Calvary Chapel person. Doesn't matter what you are. And if you don't know God from a rock, you're welcome too, because this is going to be good for you. Get out of your depression. Quit sucking that thumb and saying, oh, I feel sorry for myself. I don't feel. They're getting depressed out there because they don't feel good. Laura can help you. Laura can really help you. I like what I wrote from some of your information. You integrate prayer, worship, and scripture meditation. Prayer, worship, and scripture meditation. That doesn't sound like the programs offered at the health clubs.
Well, you know, it's funny, you're talking about what society emphasizes is a concentration on wellness from the perspective of looks, from the perspective of weight loss, and we don't concentrate on that at all, because fitness for the spirit can only happen through Jesus. And, you know, there's lots of spirituality out there, but only through submission to God, the Creator, will there be the kind of peace you're talking about where you're not depressed anymore. And depression's a hard issue, especially for Christians, because there's not a lot of people that will admit that they're depressed in the church. Because if you admit you're depressed, people might say, oh, well, you just need more faith, or, oh, you need to read the Bible. So those of us who have gone through depression as a Christian, you know, I understand, and I feel like that is the best training God put me through to be able to minister to other people, is that I know what it feels like, and I can give the comfort that God has given me to other people. And the way we do that is by not concentrating on the outside, but concentrating on the inside first.
You know, there are many different personality types, and I'm not going to go into psychology, but if you're kind of melancholic, Those are very creative people, generally. Yes. They have lots of creativity, and sometimes that creativity can drive them into depression if their creativity ain't working. So they say, well, maybe I've lost it, and maybe I'm through, and maybe. If you are a melancholic personality and you cry over pretzels, I mean, there are people that actually have lots of problems like that. And then the other personality types can't understand that. No matter what your personality type is, if you're a sanguine salesman type or I don't want to go into the identification of all of the types, but no matter what your personality type, this program can help you.
Yes.
Now, you see people at Calvary Nexus of all different personality types, but they've all got one thing in common. They want to get better.
That's right.
They want to get better. Now, some people think of yoga. And that's got some really far-out connotations. Just talk about that for a moment.
Well, you know, because Holy Fit is stretching and strengthening, a lot of people mistake it for yoga. But we make sure that people know it's not yoga, because there's a lot of physical fitness systems that do emphasize spirituality first. But just emphasizing any spirit isn't the point. The spirit that we want to emphasize is Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, the one and true living God, is the one that we have faith in. It's not a matter of spirituality, because a lot of paths that are spiritual do not lead to life. They lead to death. So what we're showing people is that not all spirituality is going to be the type that saves you. So the only spirit is the Holy Spirit.
A lot of times we will hear, well, you just need more faith, or you need more faith. Well, faith in what? Faith
exactly.
in faith?
Exactly.
No, that's not going to do you one whit of good. The faith must be placed in the person and the finished work of Jesus Christ. He's the one that paid the price for our salvation. He is the one who acts to transform us by the power of the Holy Spirit into new life in Christ. And we may be talking to people who need to be, in quote, born again, and they don't really understand that, but they like the station because we have good programs and nice music. Well, if you need a special spiritual touch in your life and you're searching for something, this is a good place to start. I want to give you Laura's cell number. You can contact her, find out more information about what time they meet at Calvary Chapel Nexus in Camarillo. The cell phone is 281-703-3138. Now write it down. Some of you did and some of you didn't, because you're going to wish you had. 281-703-3138. And her website, www.wholyfit.com, holyfit.com. There are a lot of people who are reticent to begin a program because they've never finished one. They'll start and stop and start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. Speak to those people and get them under a little conviction.
Oh,
now,
I hear you. I'm one of you. Fitness is not something you can start and then finish, unfortunately.
Right.
It's a lifelong pursuit, just like holiness.
Yes.
We start by having our spirit regenerated by the Holy Spirit, by our faith in Jesus. And then the Bible says we are holy in God's eyes, but we are also pursuing holiness.
Yes.
Well, it's the same way with fitness, and that's why it's so fun to pursue both together, because it's a process, and we do it in community, and we help each other through that process.
I think it was the Apostle Paul who said, bodily exercise profiteth a little. Well, it does, and we should have proper exercise. The older I get, I can't run 5 miles a day like I used to. My knees just won't cooperate. They say, you're not 25 anymore. I say, yes, I know that now, so I'm going to walk every day for 45 minutes or an hour, and that does help. Everyone should have some sort of regimen that they do in order to feel well. And if you're feeling bad and you're not getting any better, you really need to get involved in a program. And the benefit is that you show up from time to time and you get input from time to time. How often does your class meet? How often, what time does it happen? And is there any cost to it?
We're going to be meeting starting April, the beginning of April, first Saturday in April, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 at Calvary Chapel Nexus Camarillo at the Mobile Campus Sanctuary.
Okay.
And we're going to take donations. We'll probably have a suggested donation amount, but If people can't afford that, of course, we'll have scholarships. We're going to take all proceeds and donate them to the Women's Center.
Oh, good,
so you'll
good.
Not only be exercising, but you'll be benefiting someone else by doing it.
Okay, first Saturday of April. Alert, alert, alert. Now, you need to be aware of this, and you need to call Laura and go to the website and get all of the information. What are some things that we've not talked about that we probably ought to talk about?
Yes, I think the one thing that I would love to leave with you is that I want to encourage people that holiness and wholeness and fitness comes through the spirit first. Mm-hmm. And so the best motivation as a personal trainer that I have found that works over 30 years in the business is an internal motivation where you're not focusing on your looks, you're not focusing on weight loss, but you're focusing on health and wellness. Mm-hmm. That motivation always works better than focusing on the outside. And so not only will we offer this system that is very efficient, but also it will work better because we have better motivators mm-hmm. to help you have success. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of that scripture that says, may God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, mm-hmm. make you holy and whole and mm-hmm. keep you fit, body, soul, and spirit for mm-hmm. the return of our Master, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Because what good will it do if we lose weight and we get fit and then we die and go to hell?
So, it's not good.
So, bodily exercise does profit a little bit. It's the eternal exercise that's yes. really going to last you for all eternity.
Here in Southern California, there is so much emphasis on the outward appearance, how we look, what kind of tan lines we have or don't have. But in reality, we can't stay 20 years old for our whole lives. I get so saddened at all of the amazing surgeries that take place on certain people's face, and they pull it up till there's nothing left to pull up, and it looks horrible. just grow old gracefully, will you please? It's okay. There's a beauty to every age.
Yes.
I've been with lots of people throughout my lifetime of ministry, and some of the precious older people, that love Jesus, they just radiate Jesus. They love him. You don't see the wrinkles. You don't see the gray hair. You just see the beauty of Jesus shining through that person. And that person can be beautiful, male or female, if they have the presence and power of the Holy Spirit of God in their life. And the outward appearance is important. They need to take care of themselves. And you're able to do that for them. But what is so neat about your program is that it is a program that anyone can do that touches not just the outward appearance, but it integrates prayer, worship, and scripture meditation. Folks, it's not yoga, okay? It's not yoga, and it's not unscriptural meditation. It's meditating on the things that will make a difference in your life. Laura, tell us about the retreat that's coming up. That's going to be exciting.
Yes, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's open to the public. It'll be March 20th through March 24th. It's at the Holiday Inn Express in Ventura.
Now, you're going to be doing those with regularity, too, as the program develops, correct?
Yes, we do those quarterly.
Okay. Now, look, give her a call. It's important that you give her a call on her cell, 281-703-3138, or go to her website, which is www.holyfit.com. Don't miss the retreat. Don't miss all the great stuff that's happening at Calvary Chapel Nexus. This is Community Connection, and I only have a couple of minutes left. We've been speaking with Laura Monica. Laura Monica, she is a certified personal trainer and has done that for 30 years. She's brought the program that she started in Texas here to Southern California, and it is a program that is spreading all over. And the facility that she is using presently is the Calvary Chapel in Calvary Chapel Nexus, and it's the which campus now?
The mobile campus.
The mobile campus.
Yes,
I wrote it down, but
church.
I scratched it and I can't read it. The mobile campus, and you know where that is, in Camarillo. And if you don't, give Laura a call. Here's her cell number, 281-703-3138. Jot that down. Most of you have now already. You've already written this down now. Quit saying it to me. No, I'm going to say it one more time like they do on the commercials. 281-703-3138. 1-800-273-8. Go to your computer if you're web-equipped, and it's www.holyfit.com. But it's spelled W-H-O-L-Y-F-I-T, holyfit.com. We would like to see you healed and whole and feeling better. We got about 30 seconds left, Laura. Just share something that'll bless these folks about what God's done in your life.
Well, I just want to encourage you that God always makes a way. And you can work smarter. You don't have to work harder. And we do mm-hmm. that by cooperating with the way that the Creator has made us. Mm-hmm. And through social interaction and being with people who are friendly and want to do life with you, that is the way to pursue health. Be with people who know Jesus, yes. love Jesus, and will accept you in a safe and non-judgmental atmosphere where you feel welcome and supported.
And it's hard to find those kind of places except within the family of God. Thank you for being with us today, Laura. I'm Steve Bolt. This has been another Community Connection from your favorite station, 98.3 KDAR-FM, right here in Ventura County. Well, we kind of get up to Santa Barbara, too. You'd be happy for people to come down from Santa Barbara
absolutely.
And get involved. All right, we'll see you next time on Community Connection.